This is Terry Mandel, DO dictating an attorney letter to Adam Lenkowski. Adam is A-D-A-M. Lenkowski is L-E-N-K-O-W-S-K-Y, attorney at law of the Roberts Litigation Group. Address is 118 North Delaware Street, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46207. Dear Mr. Lenkowski, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Desach Desagin, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Desash, D-A-S-A-S-H, that's D-A-S-A-S-H. Last name is D-E-S-A-L-G-N. That's D-E-S-A-L-G-N. On April 11th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation on your client, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, period. I took the history directly from the client with the aid of an interpreter, period. I also performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 40-year-old female, height 5 foot 2 inches tall, weight 140 pounds, period. On or about July 15th, 2021, she sustained a fall injury, period. This is a workplace injury when she slipped and fell on a wet floor at work, period. She fell on her buttocks, catching herself with her hands, period. She had immediate pain in her neck, comma, lumbar area, comma, right shoulder, comma, as well as headaches, period. Despite treatment present day, she continues to have problems in her neck, right shoulder, and lumbar regions, period. New paragraph. In reference to the cervical region, it is described as a constant pain, period. It is a pulling sensation, period. It ranges in intensity from both a good and a bad day to 7 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down her right arm into her fingers, period. New paragraph. Her right shoulder pain is described as constant, period. It is stabbing in nature, period. It radiates down her right arm, period. It ranges in intensity from both a good and a bad day to seven. I'm sorry, good. It ranges on a good and bad day both to 6 out of 10, period. New paragraph. Her lumbar pain is described as constant, period. It radiates down the right leg, period. It radiates down to the toes, period. On a good day, it ranges in intensity from 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for rheumatoid arthritis. New paragraph. Past surgical history denies. New paragraph. Allergies, no known allergies. New paragraph. Medications denies, other than over-the-counter type medication for this work-related injury, period. New paragraph. Social history denies alcohol use, period. Denies tobacco use, period. New paragraph. Under occupation, she is a prior housekeeper. She presently is unable to work because of this injury, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals in on or about 2014, she has arthritis in her neck and shoulder. I said arthritis. I meant to say arthralgias. In 2014, she had arthralgias in her neck and shoulder. And in March of 18, she had rehab to the neck and shoulder for pain, period. This was temporary, and she has no memory of the cause, period. There was no permanency, period. The patient never injured her low back in the past, period. The patient never injured her neck in the past, period. The patient never injured her right shoulder in the past, period. The patient was not having pain in her neck and right shoulder or low back immediately prior to this fall injury, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records and would like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. In the emergency room at Eskenazi Hospital, dated July 18th, 2021, states a 38-year-old female presents to the emergency department for evaluation of back pain for 3 days, period. The patient reports slipping on a wet floor at that time and landing on her buttocks, period. The pain exacerbates with sitting in ambulation, period. Headache that radiates down the neck to the right shoulder to the digits of the right hand and right ankle pain, period. Review of systems was positive for back pain and neck pain as well as right shoulder pain, period. Also, right hand pain and right ankle pain. Neurological was positive for headaches. On physical examination, musculoskeletal, it was tender to palpation over the right trapezius and right humeral head, period. There was localized tenderness in the right lumbar paraspinal area, period. Tenderness over the medial upper proximal portion of the arch, period. X-rays of the foot 3 view were done. The final diagnoses were right foot pain and acute right-sided low back pain without sciatica, period. Discharge medicine was naproxen. She was discharged to home, period. MRI of the right shoulder dated October 26, 2021 at IU Health. Impression was tendinopathy of the supraspinatus tendon, but no tear, period. An independent medical evaluation was also reviewed by me, by Dr. Gregori, G-R-E-G-O-R-I. Relates to work-related fall injury that occurred July 15th, 2021. He makes several comments and evaluations, which I thoroughly disagree with, period. He goes through her course of treatment, which is also well documented in the records, period. I will not repeat the course of treatment as it is well documented in the records. However, MRI of the lumbar spine dated November 19th, 2021. Showed disc herniation at L3-4 and L4-5, period. The patient did have a lumbar epidural steroid injection on February 17th, 2022, period. Dr. Gregori states that her shoulder diagnosis is one of rotator cuff tendinopathy and mild AC arthritis, all of which was likely pre-existing, period. My comment on this is that the patient at one point in time did have some arthropathy there, but she was not having pain in these areas of any permanent nature, and certainly was not there prior to this fall injury period. Dr. Grigori denies the lumbar radiculopathy, period. He states that he did not expect the right shoulder strain or lumbar strain to result in ongoing disability, period. I certainly disagree with that, and my physical findings as well as the patient's complaint of pain disputes this, period. He also states that she will, he does not believe she would benefit by any additional treatment to her lumbar spine, her right shoulder, period. I certainly disagree with that, period. He gives her an impairment rating with a total of 3% whole body, which I thoroughly disagree with and will further delineate later in this letter, period. And he states that she does not need any further medical treatment, which I also disagree with, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, the patient presented with an abnormal gait, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area revealed paravertebral muscle spasm present, period. Heat and tenderness present on palpation, period. There was diminished range of the cervical area with flexion diminished by 16 degrees and extension diminished by 14 degrees, period. Cervical side bending was diminished by 12 degrees on the left and 18 degrees on the right, period. Cervical rotation was diminished by 12 degrees left and 14 degrees right, period. There was diminished strength in the cervical area. There was loss of normal cervical lordotic curve, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs, clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the right shoulder was abnormal with crepitance, period. There was diminished range of motion of the right shoulder, lacking 20 degrees of flexion, period. Extension diminished by 12 degrees, abduction, ABD, abduction diminished by 28 degrees, and adduction, ADD, diminished by 12 degrees, period. Right shoulder external rotation was diminished by 16 degrees, and internal rotation diminished by 8 degrees, period. Examination of the thoracic area was unremarkable, period. Examination of the lumbar area revealed diminished strength, heat, and tenderness on palpation, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 20 degrees and extension diminished by 12 degrees, period. There was loss of the normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished right knee jerk reflex at 1 over 4, as well as a diminished right biceps reflex at 1 over 4, period. Remainder of the reflexes were 2 over 4, period. There was diminished grip strength in the right hand, period. The patient was unable to walk on her tiptoes, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, cervical trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain. Number 2, right shoulder trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, impingement syndrome, comma, right rotator cuff tendinitis, comma, tendinopathy of the supraspinatus tendon, period. Number three, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, sciatica, comma, and herniated nucleus pulposus at L3-4 and L4-L5, period. New paragraph. Present treatment that the patient is using for these problems include stretching exercises, comma, over-the-counter medications, comma, and a back brace, period. New paragraph. At this time, after performing an independent medical evaluation and reviewing the medical records, I have found that all her treatment is outlined above and that she has sustained as a result of the work accident of July 15th, 2021, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, the patient qualifies for the following three impairment ratings, period. In reference to the cervical region, the patient qualifies for a 2% whole body impairment utilizing Table 17-2, period. In reference to the right shoulder, she qualifies for a 5% upper extremity impairment utilizing Table 15-5, which equates to a 3% whole body impairment utilizing Table 15-11, period. In reference to the lumbar region, she qualifies for an 8% whole body impairment utilizing Table 17-4, period. When we combine the three whole body impairments, the patient has a whole body impairment of 13%, which reflects all of her injuries from the work accident of July 15th of 2021, period. No prior injuries or medical conditions are causing this impairment, period. As a patient ages, she will be more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the cervical, lumbar, and right shoulder regions, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses include continuing medication of an over-the-counter nature at an estimated cost of $90 a month for the remainder of her life, period. The patient can benefit by some injections to the cervical and lumbar regions at an estimated cost of $3,500, period. A TENS unit at a cost of $500 should be considered, period. Ultimately, the patient will require surgery in her low back. However, she prefers not to have surgery at this time, period. Costs of this surgery would be all-inclusive of $125,000, period. This would include surgeon, hospital, anesthesia, and post-op physical therapy expenses, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risk of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, deal, end of dictation.